Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Bob Getty and Graham Crawford. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Dema Mixon is on the Southern Miss campus. He'll be joining us at 1:40 with an update from Media Day, which we understand just ended a few minutes ago, running a little longer than normal today. So we'll hear what Coach Huff and some of the guys had to say at Media Day here in just a bit. Opening segment of the show, as it is every day, is sponsored by our good friends at Dickey's Barbecue, which is a great place to take your family for a good meal and a great place to cater your weekend events, including the football game that's going to take place Saturday night. Dickey's would be a great place for you to give a call to. All right, Al Holder joins us to kick off the show today, and Al, of course, is our minor league baseball correspondent and a good friend of mine. And we think this is going to be a fascinating segment or two here with Graham in the studio, because he knows a lot of these guys, obviously, very personally, that we're going to be talking about. So Al does a wonderful job of keeping up with these young men after they leave Southern Miss and enter the pros. And so always enjoy these conversations. All right, Al, I think you told me you wanted to start with the bearded one, Matthew Edsall, who is now playing in AAA. And then after each player, you tell us what they're doing, and then we'll get Graham's reaction and what insight Graham can give us about these young men. So let's start with Matthew Edsall, who I understand is knocking on the door, Al.
He's with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Don't you love these names?
I like that, yeah.
But, you know, the interesting thing about Matthew is that, you know, he was drafted by Baltimore, and I think he got stuck in there with a whole bunch of other outfielders. Mm-hmm. And was traded, I think he went to Milwaukee, then Tampa Bay, and now he's picked up by Miami, and which is a really good slot for him because they need players for sure. Mm-hmm. And he's having a terrific year. They like him a lot. Apparently, he's had several multi-hit games, just playing lights out in the field and at bat. Okay. And so I think he's batting .243. His OPS is at .713, which is knocking on the door. Pretty 800 is usually real good. So he's knocking on the door there. And I think he's got a shot there to maybe do something if he keeps his head on square.
All right, so he moved up to AAA, correct?
He's at AAA, correct.
All right, Graham, tell us what you know about Matthew Edsall.
I can tell you this. So he went to, like you said, Baltimore, and Reed Trimble, he's still in Baltimore, actually. So he had two Southern Miss center fielders in the same organization, on the same team. Another guy that was, or still is, if I'm not mistaken, is Enrique Bradfield, that played for Vanderbilt. Uh-huh. He is also Baltimore. So they had three center fielders in that farm system that could really, really play. I don't remember what round Enrique got drafted in, but I'm sure it was the top three. I know Trimble went in the second round, in the composition round, out of Southern Miss in 21.
He was number 65.
Yeah. 65, right. Yeah. So he went then, and then Edsall went, how far down did he go?
He was 301.
He was 301. So, I mean, you got to know the way that minor league systems work. If they pay you $2 million in the second round, Well, I mean, if you get paid $500,000 in the fifth, you're looked at a little bit differently.
Exactly.
Of course, Reed has had a couple issues staying healthy, but when he's healthy, he's a big leaguer.
Yeah.
There's no question about
it. He's tearing it up, yeah.
All right, let's hear about Reed Trimble, Al.
Trimble is currently batting .256. Now, keep in mind that he had to rehab earlier this year. I think he had and back in 2022, he had left shoulder surgery, so he's been banged up a little bit. But he has come back with a vengeance, and his OPS is .822. He's hit 14 home runs, stolen 18 bases, and he's
an animal.
Switch hitter too, you know. And he's with the Norfolk Tides, which is AAA Baltimore. Hmm. So they like him a lot. He gets really good press up there.
Well, good for him. And we talked to him, or Graham talked to him in my office right before the show. And tentatively, we've got him scheduled to come on the radio show.
Next Thursday, he will be on here with us.
Thursday?
Yes, yeah, okay. This coming Thursday. And I talked to Landon Harper. He just sent me a text. He's going to check when he's getting his wisdom teeth out, because he's getting them out down here. So hopefully it's on Wednesday so he can come join us on Tuesday and actually be here in the studio.
Before he gets his wisdom teeth.
Yes, correct. Right. Correct.
Oh, no,
before he gets the teeth out.
He needs to do that right afterwards.
Exactly.
Guys, let's go back to Reed Trimble here for just a minute. He was in and out in 1 year. I remember he put on a show.
No, he played 2 years.
Did he? Okay.
COVID. Our freshman year was COVID.
Nine
games.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
he put on a show in the Ole Miss Regional up there a few years ago.
Yes,
and
he did.
What was about him, Graham, that made him makes him a special baseball player?
4 inches between the ears, and he's a full five-tool player. He's got power.
Yep.
He's fast.
Yep. Yep.
He can throw at 100 mile an hour from the outfield, and when I say has the sixth,
getting into the batter's box.
Yes.
I mean,
you talking about a guy that's got a little shit about him? That's Reed Trimble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've played together actually on the 96ers from 7 years old. We were on the same team. So I've known him for years. He's from Jackson. Went to Northwest Rankin.
Northwest Rankin.
Yes. So all he needed was just the chance to stay healthy. And this is the first year him coming off of rehab. I actually saw him. I went to Tampa in February. Went down there, stayed with Reed, and he seemed to be doing – he's like, finally back healthy, I'm throwing – and he told me, it's literally just let me stay healthy, and there's the sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm better than everybody here. It's just I've got to stay healthy.
Al, tell me this, and then let's get Graham's opinion about this. Now, we've had two great center fielders, and I don't take anything away from Matthew Edsall.
He was good.
And the kid, forgive me for forgetting his name, that was on the team.
Jake Cook.
Talking about Dalton McIntyre?
Dalton McIntyre. But – let me ask you this, Graham, and then you give me your thoughts, Al. I think Reed Trimble, from a talent standpoint, was the best of those four. Is that fair to say?
So I actually got a chance to play with all three of them, or four of them. I didn't play with Gabe Montenegro. I played with his brother, Poach. But I did play with D-Mac, Dalton McIntyre, Trimble, and Edsall. They're all three completely different. Trimble is, in my opinion, the most well-rounded player. He's physical. He's fast. Yes. And switch hitting, I mean, you can literally go plug him in at second base tomorrow, and it's like nothing happened. He's just an athlete. Mm-hmm. Edsall, he had the most upside. He was extremely raw. He came from Texas A&M, and great baseball player, great IQ. The physical specimen, like, he gets off the bus. I mean, shoot, he's 6'3", 215, 225, and can run.
Right.
He's got more of the upside to him just because of his build and his stature. And then in Dalton McIntyre's sense, you know, he's fast. I mean, he can freaking move. And I think that has really – his defense is what took him, you know, to that next step. And then him being able to beat the ball around and to just – make players make a play with speed like that, it's gonna speed that internal clock up that every baseball player's got, and whenever that clock gets sped up, that's when mistakes happen. So him being on the bases and just creating havoc, and very good bunting, very good moving runners, just a solid baseball player that that they're just all three of them are different.
Yeah.
But as
not,
far as
not fair to say one's any better than
I don't think. Yeah, yeah, I think different games, different players.
Right. Al. Right.
McIntyre's up. He's in high A right now with the Braves. Mm-hmm. I think he's on the 7-day IL right now, but he's batting .241, and you know, I mean, the way that guy runs and moves, that he makes stuff happen out there, and I think he's got some upside since he's moved up to high A already. You know, that's mm-hmm. You know, you're getting on. If you're in your, what was he in his second year there, right?
Yes,
I think he is. Yeah, and so
and he was hurt. He good. Was hurt for most of the first year.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
No. All right, we've got Al Holder, and we're going to continue this conversation. We've got some other guys we want to talk about. We've covered Edsel and Reed Trimble, and again, Reed Trimble going to be on the show this Thursday, so that'll be great. When we come back, we want to find out about Walner Sandlin, one of my favorite guys, Landon Harper. And Al, Graham brought up another name too, and I think he's got a little insight on him, and that is Dalton Rogers, who is also kind of burning it up in pro baseball.
He'd throw it.
Al, the pros are full of Golden Eagles, my man.
Yep.
More with Al Holder on the other side of the break.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's get right back to it. Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Former Southern Miss player Matt Warren, speaking of baseball, invites you to come see him and his staff. Premium Goodyear products, full auto and truck service. Next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985. Big Southern Miss supporters, Eagle Tire West. Also, Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but don't forget about the most important player, and that's you. Get an annual physical every year to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. Got my dear, dear friend Al Holder on the phone with us today. Graham Crawford in the studio with me here. We're talking about baseball players from the Golden Eagle program, obviously, that are now playing professional baseball. All right, before we get on to a couple of these guys that Graham brought up, real quick, I saw a picture last night, Mr. Walner's face up on a scoreboard as they were getting ready to play, I think, out west somewhere. So Matt Walner seems to be back in the swing, and you know, I mean, he's just established himself as a member of the Minnesota Twins, Al.
Yeah, they really like him. He's just... If it were me, in the off season this year, he'd go to the batting cage and he wouldn't swing at a ball below his waist. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely let it go, mm-hmm. and because he's got to get the ball up in order to improve his batting average. They keep throwing those sliders and cutters down there at him, and it's just he's a sucker for him.
Yeah.
I don't know,
but he's doing well, right?
Yes, he is. Yes, good, he is. Good. He's hitting the ball okay.
All right, let's move on. Graham, I want to talk to you about this guy because I know you've been talking to him in my office as well, and we're making arrangements to get him in the studio. And he really was one of my favorite players when he was here. He's a fellow Pearl River guy, just like you. Landon Harper, I think, has opened some eyes and really surprising some people, Graham.
Yes, he definitely is. I'm fortunate enough to call Landon one of my best friends in this world. We've taken trips to play baseball all the way in Fort Myers, Florida. We took got in my vehicle here in Hattiesburg and drove 17, or no, it was about 14 and a half hours down there just to stay a week and play. He lived with me in Strasburg, Virginia during summer ball. Actually, his first year in pro ball, it was my first year back at Southern Miss, and he was my roommate. So we actually lived at the reserve when he was still in pro ball. So I've known him for a while. And funny thing is, when he got to Pearl River, he wasn't a pitcher. Mm-hmm. He played shortstop.
Now,
right. He couldn't hit his weight, but he always just had that arm. He had a whippiness that is not – you can't really teach.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, if you noticed his right thumb on his throwing hand, he doesn't have one. It's a nub, like actually. So
really?
the joint on his thumb – he's got no fingernail, no, none of that. And I think it helps him with spin rate so much, and that is why he is able to throw fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, and it is very easy to create a lot of spin with that nub. Yeah. How he does it, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's definitely...
He's been keeping his whip low. He's last I looked, at 1.2. Does that sound right?
He's going to fill up the zone. He's going to.
And, you know, he's like you say, he's got a lot of movement on the ball. And me personally, I like late movement over speed and power. I mean, it's just because you can't hit the darn thing if it's moving out of the way.
And Landon Harper is a member of the Braves organization.
Yeah, double A Braves.
And you said he pitched a shutout here recently.
Yes, actually, I think it was a month ago. He threw the first complete game shutout in Braves minor league system history.
Mm-hmm.
Complete
really?
Game.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Great kid too.
Oh my gosh.
Really
outstanding.
Yeah,
if anybody ever gets a chance to meet Landon, please go up to him and just say hello, because I can assure you he'll put a smile on your face the same way you did his, and he is just the nicest dude you'll ever get to meet.
Al, what do you like about Landon Harper the most?
Me? I like the way he moves the ball. I mean, it's just the ball's always moving. It's not he's not trying to hit a spot with a fastball. That ball's moving. It's cutting. It's sinking. I like the way he pitched. I always have.
I can tell you this about Landon. The thing that separates him from any – he doesn't throw 100. He's not that guy. He's not about to go out there and throw a 98 to 100 with a 94-mile-an-hour slider. No, but one thing I can assure you is, as a competitor, it doesn't matter if 2 years ago when he was in low A – that if the Yankees stood up there and he's pitching, he's going to strike every single one of them out in his head. Mm-hmm. Like, he is – the confidence that he has in himself is something that if every young kid, young player could learn to do at a young age, it would separate them from their competition like nothing.
Al, just there. A few days ago, Graham and I were sitting around talking, and he was telling me, Graham, you correct me if I misunderstood this, but – tells me it's a lot harder to hit a guy that doesn't throw hard but is moving the ball all over the place than it is one of those fireballers, throwing 100 miles an hour.
It really seems to be a lot of the times. I know for me personally, like I said, I don't play anymore, but I know I would rather see someone that may has one or two pitches that throws really hard that I know, okay, they're not trying to hit a spot. They're just trying to throw it over the white. And then if he does throw really hard, well, chances is – he's going to want to throw that pitch a lot. Mm-hmm. Guys that like to throw hard and say they throw hard and can, they want to. So then I know I'm going to get a fastball probably 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. If I know it's coming, it makes it 10 times easier to hit. It's the guys that can nibble on the edges with four different pitches that can throw them in any count that makes it a whole lot more difficult to get the pitch you want to hit.
Music to your ears, isn't it, Al Holder?
Music. I was sitting there thinking about when Sandlin was a senior, and he'd throw that ball off the batter's hip, in the right-hand box there, and the batter's starting to back out of the way, and the ball breaks clean across the outside of the plate. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it freaked them out, yeah.
It's like Tanner Hall's changeup to a lefty.
Yeah, Tanner Hall can do the same thing. Sandlin's, he may be gone for the year. He put him back on 60-day IL, I think. So,
have we heard much from Tanner Hall, guys? How he may be doing?
They ain't hitting anybody, I can tell you that.
He's a high A Twins, and his whip was, last I looked, was 173.
He's doing okay.
So, he's doing good.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
he's on a 60-day IL right now, though.
What happens is, a lot of the times, they want to see those guys with big numbers really make that jump. They want, in the farm system, they want the guy that throws 95 to 100 because that's what the way the big leagues are trending. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then there's still a lot of room for guys, Tanner Hall, Nick Sandlin. They're not going to throw 100. They're never going to. But their stuff moves enough. Yeah. They don't have to.
Good setup, guys.
Yeah.
Good setup, guys. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Two and a half minutes left, guys. A couple other names we want to run by here. And this kid played at Jones, Dalton Rogers.
So him and Trimble and 96ers from 7 years old, one of them.
So what do you know about him, Graham? I mean, what made Dalton Rogers special?
He is Landon Harper from the left side.
Yeah, and that left-handed.
He is a little bit different than a lot of lefties. So I actually played against him at Jones when I was at Pearl River. Mm-hmm. And most lefties are going to have the arm side run, a little sink to it, that for a righty, mm-hmm. you've got to make sure that you're thinking opposite field when you're hitting off those guys. Dalton is a different animal. He throws a four-seam fastball, and it's got some giddy up. Like, it's going to almost rise coming in there. So it's a complete opposite approach as a hitter going up against Dalton Rogers as it would be your everyday lefty that's out there. I mean, he is one of those guys that are going to be 94, 96, 97 with a really good outpitch of the slider that's going to be upper 80s.
Yeah.
I don't see how they keep him in the farm system much longer because I think he can really do some good for the Red Sox.
Yeah, when you can do that from the left side, Al, you're special, aren't you?
Yeah, I remember, one of the things I remember about Dalton more than anything is when his four-seamer up in the zone, it really wasn't rising, but it looked like it was because it stayed on plane.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those pitches are starting to run out of gas and they start dropping a little bit. So.
With all the technology now with pitching, you kind of have to pick which guy you want to be based on what your strengths are. You know, if you're a guy that that doesn't have good spin efficiency and you've got one of those balls that does have that arm side run or naturally cuts, you're going to try to figure out a way that you can play off of your strengths. If you're a guy that cuts it and sinks it naturally, you're not going to be a guy that tries to have high spin rate and throw it up in the zone and miss barrels under it. That's not going to happen.
Right.
But Dalton Rogers is one of those particular people that does spin it extremely well.
Yeah.
Spins it extremely efficiently as well. Spin efficiency is a big number when it comes to those metrics, and he is able to stay at the top of the zone same way Landon Harper is with the fastball and just get barrels under it, because in their head, they think the ball is lower than whenever it's coming over the plate because it's staying straight.
Al Holder, I can see that you and Graham Crawford, you could sit for hours and talk to this young man.
We're going
to
get along.
I'd say so.
Hey, Al, I appreciate you, buddy. You know that.
Yep.
Al Holder, everybody. The great Al Holder, my dear, dear friend Al Holder. We'll have him back on the show really soon. You two guys will get along great, Graham.
Oh, yeah.
You can see that.
I ain't no doubt.
All right, when we come back, baseball fix felt good.
It did, didn't it?
When we come back, we'll take a break. Dima Mixon's on the campus. He was at Football Media Day, and we want to cover that, obviously. Dima's next.
Southern Miss to the top.
That was fun. We're going to get Al Holder back on the show again. I just tell the guys here, Al's falling in love, I can tell you, with Graham Crawford. He's got a baseball guy to talk to. And I think Al would rather do that than eat. So we appreciate Al coming on the show. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. That's where you can go for any kind of athletic training. Baseball and softball training for youngsters and, of course, any kind of adult athletic training. State-of-the-art facility, great, great people at DBAT, and we really appreciate all they do. Hey, if you're going to work on your home, if you're going to remodel it, repair it, home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, it's all at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new home improvement center. Local folks eager to help you, 7329 Highway 98 West, and we really appreciate them being part of our Eagle Hour family. All right, Dema Mixon is on the Southern Miss campus. Tuesday is media day for football. Ran a little long today. Dema, what was the headline out of media day?
It was that if you can't make it to the game, your pets can get your tickets. There's going to be a pet section, apparently. I believe it's in GG. So
is that serious, Dema?
No, it's okay. Not serious.
Okay. I was a little nervous.
That made me a little nervous. I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Coach Huff said, "Your parrots, your lizards, your frogs—they can all—if they wear the black and gold, they're allowed to come."
He's really pushed that, and he pushed that after the game. Why is that? Why do you think he's making such an issue out of fans coming Saturday night?
You know, he said at the end, and I thought this was a really testament to the reason. He said, we got players like Chris Jones. You know, obviously Chris Jones has been a part of the program 3 or 4 years now. And he said, Chris Jones told him last week, Coach, it's just nice to be supported again. And that's something that Southern Miss football hasn't had. And he said, don't come for me. Don't come for you. He said, come for the players. And I think that's a good testament because, Bob, you know, they got a big challenge this week with App State coming in. You know, I've been able to dive into App State, and I'll have more on the program tomorrow when we're on the show tomorrow. But this is an offensive team that they throw 40 times a game. This is going to be unlike any other offensive test the defense have seen. And so I asked Coach Huff about that. How do you prepare for a team that's going to be throwing the ball so much? And he said it's really not a lot of downfield throwing. It's more just kind of over the middle stuff, and the playmakers make the plays. So tackling is going to be a big, 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 big deal in this game for a team that has not tackled well the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, Graham, how much do college athletes actually feed off the crowd? How important is that for those guys to come out of the tunnel Saturday night and see a stand full of gold shirts?
There's not words to describe it.
It's that important.
It really is. It's the same thing as, you know, an Ole Miss and Mississippi State coming into Southern Miss to play a midweek game. Mm-hmm. Well, there's 5,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel the energy, the peak, you know. You get 7th, 8th, 9th, and they break the brooms out and the boat paddles.
Mm-hmm.
The energy is there. You know you have 5,000 people that are also in that dugout with you that is also going against that other team. So it's almost in a bigger sense, mm-hmm. right? Baseball field can't hold 50,000 people. Mm-hmm. Football can.
Yeah.
And them having their first big testament.
You
want to be cheered on 100%.
Yeah, no question. Dema, injuries are a big part of football, of course. Is there any news about injuries that maybe Coach revealed?
I did ask him about injuries. He said that the injury availability report will be out tomorrow. So he said he couldn't comment on it now. That's something new the Sun Belt is doing, where the teams before a conference game have to release a availability report.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really the only person we're kind of looking at on that front is Kyron Heath, tight end. He did not play last week against Jackson State. I think it was because he was in concussion protocol from the first game, because he did play there, but he got hurt in the third quarter, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the only player I'm looking at to see on that chart. There was a couple other dinks and bruises in the Jackson State game. Isaiah Gibson came up holding his right hand. He's on the defensive line. Isaiah Gibson, number 7. He did return to the game later in the game with a big, you know, whatever they put on your hand when it's like a big cast, but you can play with it. I don't know what it's called, but
right.
It looks like a big boxing glove. But as far as injuries, he said he can't comment on it. So.
All right. Now, Coach Huff's very familiar, obviously, with Appalachian State, having coached at Marshall. What does he say about Appalachian State? What should we expect from the Mountaineers?
Well, you should definitely expect a very offensive, high-powered offensive team. you know, I was looking at their past two games, and like I said, I'll have more of this tomorrow on the show, but even against last week against Lindenwood, I know me and you were kind of looking at the score 20-13 going, how in the world was it that close? Well, on the stat line, it was not that close. I mean, App State still had almost 600 yards of offense. They fumbled it three times inside the 10, so that score should have been, you know, 34-41-10 versus whatever it was. But they've scored, they've had over 550 yards of offense in two straight weeks. Their running back's the second highest rusher in all of the country right now, all of the teams, not just Sun Belt, all the whole country. Really good wide receivers, so it's going to be a test on the offense from the defensive side that they have not seen yet. You know, Mississippi State and Jackson State were very run heavy. This is a pass heavy team, but they can also run the ball as well. So they're going to have to be ready for it. You know, last year's game with Charles Huff against App State, Marshall won. It was a shootout. It was I think it was 53-38, something like that, against App State last season. Mm-hmm. And really, Marshall didn't throw the ball a lot. You know, Braylon Braxton had like 150 yards on the ground with his legs, and that's not something that they've been utilizing the past 2 weeks. Is Braylon Braxton's leg, you know, plays designed for him to run. So I actually asked Coach Huff about that today, and he said, you know, it's not something that we, you know, we don't scheme up, you know, plays for him. We scheme up teams. So if the team we're going against, we feel like that's best for us, that Braylon needs to run, and that's going to get us the best way to move the football, we're going to do it. They did it with him last year, so I'm interested to see if they do it with him this year.
Yeah.
You know, I know coaches talked a lot about fan attendance. Look, I mean, you know, we heard so much excitement about him coming, and, you know, fans are so vocal. I mean, you got to step up, man. You got to buy a ticket. You got to get in there Saturday night. Am I not right? You got to be there to support them, because they're going to have their hands full.
They will have their hands full. Yeah. Ain't no doubt. But I'll tell you this. This is a Slater Lott. He actually just became the coach at Owamba. One of his sayings is, simplify the game itself to the simplest form possible. And all it is score more runs than the other team. So, Dima, correct me if I'm wrong. It doesn't matter if the Mountaineers come in and score 60. We score 61, we win the game, and everybody's happy. So, you correct me if I'm wrong. Why don't we just go out there and score 65? And then I guarantee if we do, people are definitely going to start coming to the ball games wanting to see an offense that scores 65 points.
Right, right.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And something that Coach Huff was asked today about, just the ability to – they said, how do you, you know, play really good in both halves? You've had good halves the past 2 weeks. And he said, listen, we're not trying to play good in the first half or the second half. He said, against this a team like this, you got to play good every single play. And he says, I don't care if we win 38-37, as long as we have 1 point more than the other team, that's all that matters to me.
Right.
And so it's going to be interesting to see. You know, I wrote about it in my column earlier this week. I really think this game is really a fork in the road moment for Southern Miss football as a program. You know, win or lose, they have to be competitive. You cannot get blown off the field Saturday night, but you really need to win this game. Fan engagement is a big deal right now, and you lose this game. I mean, I really do believe that fan engagement is going to go down for Southern Miss football. I mean, it's a hard sell. It really is for what they've done the past few seasons. So they need to go out there and show a better product. They need to show an improved product, and they've got to be able to compete against, you know, App State's probably one of the higher tier teams in the Sun Belt. They've got to show they can compete against that, because they have not shown that in the past few years.
They've got their challenge. It's out there.
Well, there's no question about it. And App State will be physical. You know, if nothing else, they're always always going to be physical. And I don't know. I think it's going to be. I think this is one of the biggest football games that's been played here in 5, 6, 7 years.
Yes. Most definitely.
And a minute left, Demon. Now tell me if this analogy is dumb, which most of mine are, or if there's any validity to it. App State kind of falls between Mississippi State and Jackson State, a deeper, more talented team than Jackson State, obviously. Are they the caliber of the state team we saw here 2 weeks ago?
I think their offense definitely could be. I think both of those offenses are pretty equitable. Now, Mississippi State runs the ball more than App State does, but I think as far as offense, maybe, I don't think their defense is as strong as either of the last two teams, so I think Southern Miss will be able to move the ball. I'd expect a shootout, so I think the over-under right now is, you know, 50, 54, something like that. So if I'm a betting man, I'm hitting the over.
All right, Demo Mixon. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate your good reporting.
Yep, see you tomorrow.
Dima back on the show tomorrow here in the studio. Dima Mixon out on the campus. As we head into the break, you want something good to eat tonight? How about Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street? Check out their Facebook page. They got great desserts, cold and hot coffees. Just a fun place to go, too. Great atmosphere at Mobe Beignet Company. We really love Morgan and her husband and all the great folks there. Genesis of Hattiesburg. It is Genesis of Hattiesburg week on the Eagle Hour. We will be there Friday, 1 to 2 o'clock, broadcasting from the exclusive Genesis Showroom dealership, the only one in Mississippi. It's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. We always look forward to being with Kevin and Mr. Grubbs at Genesis of Hattiesburg. All right, as we head into the break, the Eagle Hour podcast. It's available on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexa. Or Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. Graham and I'll wrap up the show right after this quick break.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, fourth segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. It only took us like 7 or 8 years to make that correlation, 4th Street Bar and Grill in segment four. That's says a lot about us.
It's right? There now, though. That's all that matters.
I guess that's right, Graham. 4th Street Bar and Grill, where they have a great lunch every day, and you catch all the big ball games, of course. I guarantee they were watching Monday Night Football there last night, having some cold adult beverages and eating some good food, and that's what they do at 4th Street Bar and Grill. So if you haven't been there, check it out, and you'll also find the biggest collection of Southern Miss memorabilia I've ever seen. And it's so much, they have to change it out. They literally will take turns putting different stuff up on the wall. So that's always entertaining and something that we think that everybody that goes down there will enjoy. All right, Glenn Dyer on the show tomorrow, along with Kevin Mullins. And again, I really can't say it enough. We're looking forward to being with Kevin and Mr. Grubbs this Friday down at Genesis of Hattiesburg as we get ready for this big game, big game. Saturday night at 6 o'clock against Appalachian State. You know, Graham, you reminded me during the break, it's kind of hard to believe, but we're really beginning to get toward the end of Major League Baseball season.
It is coming, and this is my personally favorite time of the year, as you're trying to figure out who's getting in the wild card spot, who's going to clinch, who's not, and who's about to get brought up. You know, mm-hmm. Some of those guys we mentioned earlier are probably on the cusp of making that jump.
Mm-hmm. One player that we didn't get to, but you had mentioned his name. Comment on him just a minute. Tyler Stewart.
We played against Tyler Stewart. I had never got the chance to play with him, but he pitched against us when I was at Alabama. We came and played Southern Miss during spring break on a Tuesday night. There was, like I said, Tuesday night, spring break now, and there's still 5,200 people there.
Yeah.
And knockdown, drag out game. Tyler Stewart, if I'm not mistaken, came out in the eighth inning and ended up finishing it out. I really see him cracking the big leagues very, very soon. He is one of those guys, turbo sinker at 97, 98 miles an hour. It literally looks like a frisbee coming in there. And he's 6'5", big guy. He's a guy that's going to pitch for a long time.
Yeah. Tell me this, about 3 minutes left, Graham. You played at Alabama, and you came, like you just said, you came here and played. You told me something interesting a few weeks ago, though, and that was the mindset of the players at Alabama when they had to come to Hattiesburg and play baseball.
Oh, no question. I mean, I think it's a not necessarily a league difference, but it is at the same time. You know, you go play Tennessee in a weekend series, then go play Florida that next weekend. You want to play a Southeastern Louisiana, a ULM, you know, a team that you know you should beat. And it one of those, you kind of want that break. Whereas Southern Miss, you go play ULM on the weekend. You might play Coastal Carolina the weekend before. But we've got the game penciled in the middle of the week against Alabama, against Mississippi State, against Ole Miss, penciled from the beginning of the year, knowing, gosh, I can't wait for those guys to come and let us show them what we're about. Mm-hmm. It is an excitement to get the opportunity to show.
So the players on Alabama's team recognized when they were coming here, this is going to be just as tough as it was this weekend.
No question. They know that. And it's like it's almost like a sigh, like, dadgummit, we've got to go play Southern Miss, and we have to figure out how to get to that same level a Friday night in Knoxville, a Friday night in Starkville.
Or you'll lose.
Or you will not just lose, you'll get your brains beat in. If you come to Hattiesburg and think you're about to just walk in and no, you've highly mistaken. And I can assure you everybody in that Southern Miss locker room cannot wait for those games because they know they're going to walk in. They might have a little chip on their shoulder and we're about to knock it off.
Yeah, yeah. So the respect is not only from sports writers and coaches. It is with baseball
players. Everybody in the country knows. And I can assure you, I actually had one of my best friends that played with me at Alabama. He was a third baseman. When I transferred to Southern Miss, he transferred to Tennessee. So he was the starting third baseman, hit fourth for the Volunteers. He has played at Southern Miss against Southern Miss. A lot of those guys at Tennessee hadn't. And I'm talking to Zane after they came in. I mean, he stayed with me that night. And he's like, dude, I tried to tell these guys that they don't know what they're getting into because a lot of them haven't been here. They don't know what the Pete's like when it's late season, everybody's there. And he said, dude, I'm telling you, I've played in a lot of regionals and super regionals, and that was the funnest atmosphere. That series against Tennessee at the Pete was like nothing he had ever played in.
Well, that's good stuff, man.
No
question. And there, just a quick note, there was in between games one day, and I go down there. I'm walking out to the roost, and I see five or six Tennessee relief pitchers and about – 8 or 10 little boys on the other side decked out in Southern Miss stuff from head to foot, and they're all playing catch. And I thought, man,
it's just good guys. It's all it is. That's all it is.
All right, man, good stuff today. That was fun.
Yeah, man, that was awesome.
Yeah, I told you when it goes by really fast, you've had fun.
That's when you know we're doing a good job.
That's right. All right, Graham will be back on the show Thursday. Dima in the studio tomorrow. Have some interviews from today's media day. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Podcast coming up shortly. Until tomorrow, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.